want to begin today with the Farley Commission of Investigation into the Grace case. And as listeners know, Grace is a pseudonym given to the woman who has spent all her life in the care of the state. 20 of those years were spent in a foster home, which had been at the centre of a number of abuse allegations. Roderick O'Gorman, you were Minister for Children when you inherited this brief and the work of the Farley Commission. Can you take us back in terms of just your dealings with the Commission, the investigation team, and would you have been conscious throughout that time that there was going to be delay upon delay?
Good afternoon, Anya. So the responsibility for this transferred to the Department of Children from the Department of Health in March of 2023, along with responsibility for all disability functions. And shortly afterwards, there was a request from the Commission for an extension of its timeline. So myself and the then Minister for State, Anne Rabbitt, would have met with the Commissioner and some of her officials. This was one of a number of extensions that had been requested. For government not to grant an extension would basically be to end the Commission of Investigation. So you're considering that in your decision. But I think we, both myself, Minister Rabbitt, also wanted to understand where the process was and were we coming towards, was the Commission coming towards a conclusion and the publication of a final report. So we brought the proposal to government for further extension. That was agreed, but it was on the basis that there would be further engagement between myself and the Commissioner. We'd meet again to get updates in terms of progress.
And on the basis, presumably, that you would have a report in hand by summer of last year. So what happened then when you got that report in hand and the decision that you could not publish at that time, and it's only now in recent weeks that we are seeing a report delivered to government being published?
So the report was delivered on the 28th of July of 2024, and under the Commission of Investigation legislation, a process is set out. So the report has to be examined by the Office of Attorney General to consider any legal issues around its publication. The report actually also has to be considered by the line department in terms of an understanding of its recommendations and any of the policy implications for that. That process was ongoing. That process would have come to a conclusion around the end of mid to end of October of last year. And at that point, we were facing directly into a general election. And as you know, cabinet only meets once during the general election, and it's not to take major decisions. Following the general election, again, the perceived process is that cabinet doesn't make any major decisions, and I think the publication of that report like that is a major decision, and it's one that needs a minister. The minister who's there at its publication needs to know that he or she is in situ, so they can speak to it in the Dáil and speak to any recommendations that come from it.
And on receipt of that report in July last year, and up until then, general election and government ultimately breaking up to go about campaigning, was it clear to you that this phase two, as was originally envisaged, the 47 people who were also sent to the same foster home and looking at their treatment, that phase two would not happen? And was there discussion about, well, what could be done instead? What mechanism was available to the government then, but even now as you look at it?
Well, it was clear what the recommendation from the Commission was in terms of phase two. Ultimately, the decision on phase two is a matter for government. They make the final the final decision. That level of decision, the substance of the report hadn't gone to cabinet yet, so that level of discussion hadn't taken place.
So it is a political decision, though, at the end of the day.
Ultimately, yes, it's a political.
Not to proceed to phase two.
It's a political call in terms of next steps. Having read the report, and look, it's a lengthy report. It's a highly technical, highly legal report. And I suppose my own experience, having dealt with Commission of Investigations in the past, when you're dealing with a financial issue or something like that, I think there's a real merit in Commission of Investigation. So CiteServe, for example, a banking issue.
Yeah, but CiteServe also took years upon years, and even at its final publication, both sides dispute recommendations and findings. So it's not a perfect example either.
It's not, but it certainly, I think, it would have been shorter than a tribunal process. But for an issue like this, an issue touching on abuse, touching on human trauma, on real tragedy, I'm I'm more and more persuaded that a commission of investigation process that is legalistic, because remember, the reason why it's so legalistic is that the adversarial in public approach of a tribunal is dispensed with. So you have this kind of evidence-based approach. I'm more and more of the view that for these deeply sensitive issues, it can't get the sort of resolution that victims and families are seeking.
So if you were sitting at Cabinet today, knowing everything you've known about this process for years, and you say this is a political decision about phase two, what is within the gift of the government today? What is the best mechanism? What would you be trying to persuade colleagues at Cabinet to do next?
Well, the first thing I do, and it is what Minister Foley is doing, I'd meet with the legal team who made submissions on behalf of Grace to the Commission and understand exactly the concern that they've brought forward, because their intervention this week was significant. Not having seen their submission, or indeed the submission of any parties, this wasn't something that anyone would know unless a party brought this to the public attention, and they have done that. So I think understanding that is an important step, and I'm pleased Minister Foley is going to take that step. I don't know in our, I suppose, the legislation that we have for investigations, I'm not sure, do we have the right device, the right mechanism to deal with issues that are historic, that often involve people who are now deceased, but also are requiring, a resolution.
You think the government has to find some other mechanism if it is to try and do something what was proposed as phase two?
I don't believe a commission of investigation is the right way to address the allegations and the concerns around these 47 other families. But that's not to say that the government can't and shouldn't find something that is appropriate for their situation and give them the answers, the accountability that they deserve.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the week-long controversy around the Housing Czar. Back after these.
Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.